I thought I told you. I tried to tell you. Hey, Mad, I'm having too much fun, bro. No, I take that back. There's no such thing.
Is that possible? Can you have too much fun? Can you have too much fun? You can.
I take it back. You're right. No such thing, is it? No such thing. Have as much fun as you can. Have as much fun as you can, folks. Seriously. Because do you think that's what we talked about this earlier? Excuse me. Oh, man. I don't know. You guys don't have a pollen problem out there in California, do you?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, boy.
Remember, Redlands, where I live, I'm hidden in the hills of Redlands, if you remember. But out here, this was all nothing but orange groves at one time.
Oh, yes, it was. And it was beautiful, too.
And smelled wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Certain things need to be preserved. I'm not going to get on that, Mike. We'll talk about that. We'll save that for the Boomerang Radio Show. Okay.
Oh, and by the way, I did look up Roy Orbison, and, we could do 3 hours just on Roy Orbison by himself, but that song, Pretty Woman, came out in 1964, so a little earlier than you were thinking.
Yeah. I said 60s or 70s.
You got it. 64.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I remember hearing. Okay. I was in the crib, but I heard it anyway. Don't worry about it. Okay. Let's get to some more.
21 when that came out.
Would you say
crib? Yeah. I said you were 21 when that song came out. You might have been 31.
Music. Man, Mike, I'll talk to you later. T-shirt from the time we were in Austin. We were throwing all kinds of wind at the caution. But every time I'm missing you, I'm weighing out my options. And I'm missing every kiss and every moment. Wishing you were back, probably way too often. I keep around.
into the cupboard, I'm reminded that you lost me. Try to stick around, but you treated me awfully. But I'm still addicted, don't you keep your hands off me. Damn, I keep on missing when you whisper to me softly. I should let it go, even though you hit me low. Stop thinking about your body, cause I know what it'll cost me. I keep around, facing you. I should move on, someone new. But every time I feel alone, I turn out the lights and play your song. It feels good to close my eyes, picture you between my thighs. I'll move on eventually, but for now I'll keep this peace for me. 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 Every time I'm missing you, I'm weighing on my options. I should let it go, but your body's like gold. I miss you down below, and your taste still on me. But I can't stay if you don't want me. If somewhere down the line you change your mind, oh, keep around a piece of you. I should move on to someone new. But every time I feel alone, I turn out the lights and play our song. It feels good to close my eyes, picture you between my thighs. I'll move on eventually, but for now I'll keep this peace for me. 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 I'm gonna keep this peace for me. 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 But now I'll keep this peace for me.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're back, man. Mike, wow, we're coast to coast. I'm going to have to stop the music for a second. Man, Mike. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to have to correct something around here. What, that song that we were talking about, Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
I was no damn 21 years old when that came up.
I said you might have been 31.
Mike, okay, I'm making a public announcement. Okay, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you for this. Okay, folks.
I think that's the best too much.
I don't know why I'm laughing. He's lying. He's lying. I got more. Man, Mike, we're coast to coast. Oh, that last song we played. Oh, my goodness. That was is that Sheena Brooke?
Yes.
Oh, never heard that before. I like it.
A lot of this stuff, as we mentioned last week, you and I started preparing for this Thursday show and your Monday show.
Uh-huh.
We start preparing a week in advance for all of this.
Uh-huh.
And I search the web and I look for new artists and I look for stuff I've never heard before. I try my best, William, to throw you curveballs. I really do.
I haven't heard,
I haven't heard. And, I think that's kind of at least part of the premise behind this show is to expose ourselves and our audience to musicians and artists that we haven't heard that do a spectacular job. And that young lady's got a great voice, and that rhythm and the beat on that song, I enjoyed that greatly.
It had a sort of a Latin type rhythm to it. Yes. If you notice.
Yes.
Oh man, this is what we're talking about. Yes. If you know, that is the surprise. But see, because, I trust you anyway, because we only play good music. We don't play evil music. So I'm going to leave it like that. So, whatever you send me, I said, okay, hey, because we are a team, right? And so I'll play a couple of his songs, play a couple of mine, and we'll mix it up, back and forth, whatever it is. I might go into a medley or some sort. We don't, a lot of this, we do plan in advance. However, we have enough time and some things are practically impromptu. obviously. Because Mike told a lie about me, you know, being 21 when the damn, we said 31.
Shame on you. I would never do such a thing.
Okay. Lionel Richie. Oh no, we're going back to some old music. Back. Man, Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. I promise you, a lot of fun. A lot of laughter.
Only to be goodie.
Yeah. Oh man. You want me? This is one of my jams.
I'm going crazy knowing he will be your lover tonight. And when he comes, I'll let you go. I'll just pretend as you walk out the door. Oh no, I can't sleep.
Go! like yesterday when we were working out. Jackie, oh, you set the world on fire. You came and gifted us. Your love, it lifted us.
Commodores, Night Shift. Oh, yes. You can call it what you want, but also call it Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Wow. Those two songs, Mike, I just pulled them up off of my list, right? And sometimes I, just like you, and you tell me, you say, William, when I send you songs, just mix it up anyway. And that's what I do. And I pick it not necessary 1 through 30, 40 songs or 30 songs. Tonight, I think you sent almost 30, didn't you? Oh, my goodness. If not more.
But I had some leftovers from some other weeks, so I always have those as backup. So, and then I think I sent you at least another dozen just for new songs for today.
This is great. Love it. And so I pulled from my list, and so we back it up. This happened just be on my list. And so a lot of times I might hear something that you're playing and I can decide and I'm thinking sometimes I said, okay, do I want something that kind of like blend right in with that? Or do I want to go all the way like a 180 and do something entirely crazy? That's why it's called Mad Mike and Wild Will. Coast to coast. But those two songs there, like I was saying earlier, I love singing karaoke. And when I, that one, Oh No by the Commodores and, Night Shift, that used to be one of my two favorites out there. And I used to go to, Hurupa out there, right off of the 60 freeway. Is that Hurupa?
Off of Hurupa Hills. It's, between Fontana and Riverside. So it's kind of halfway in between the Hurupa Hills.
You're exactly right. And there was this small little, I don't know what you call it, a plaza or not, but there was a restaurant there, and I used to go out there and sing. It was every Saturday night, I think. And it was so much fun. Just a little place. Look, it seemed like it was sort of a country, but, you know, place out there. Because there's not a lot out there. But anyway, a lot of fun. And those two songs were one of my favorites. But in many places though. But anyway, back to Mad Mike and Wild Will. I'm going back. Let's see. Something. Ooh. Huh. I wonder if this is from Mike's list here. Oh, like I love country. Yeah. Yeah. Man, Mike Wild Bill, Coastal Girl, you gone and done it. I told you. Hotter than a hoochie coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl. You give me Golly Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take our time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Cause I can never live without you. One of my favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn.
Could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
I rise and fall, yet through it be the very best. I want it all, no time for less. I've laid the plans, now lay the chance here in my hands. Give me one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be. When all
one moment in time. Whitney Houston.
And the answers are all up to me. Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with death and me. Then in that one moment of time, I will feel, I will feel.
Stop the presses. Stop the presses. Whitney Houston. Okay. Mike, I would be remiss if I let that bypass without us a lot. Everyone, I can't say everyone knows about Whitney Houston. But I tell you what, majority of Americans and probably Europe, wherever knows who Whitney Houston was and is as far as remembrance, you know.
Our house.
Look, one of the best-selling artists of all times.
Easily, yeah.
Over 200 million records sold worldwide. In 2023, okay, Rolling Stones ranked her second on their list of greatest singers of all time. I don't know who number one is. I'd like to find out. We will find out. We will get our crack. Hey, look here. We'll get our crack investigators on that one. Okay. We'll get this. But, oh my God. Many singers popular. She's influenced so many, with her skills, vocals and improvisation. I'm sorry. Okay. Excuse me. I'm stumbling a little bit here. A little excited because I want to make sure I get all I can. We've got a few minutes left to go, and I want to get as much music in, but we cannot just leave about talking about Whitney Houston just a little bit. And remember, earlier during the show, we were talking about who her relatives are, some of her relatives. Let me get to that a little bit, because we already know about the accolades. But let's see. Relatives, Gary Garland, half-brother, Dionne Warwick, cousin. Dede Warwick, cousin. Leontine Price. Oh, the professor and I covered that. On Monday Night Madness, folks. This is a show where it's musicology at its finest. and musicology. And we go back, we give you the life, the legacy, the history, the inspiration. And the professor dig up some gems, man, Mike, that I don't know. I mean, so it's a learning experience. It's so a lot of fun, you know. And when you blend learning and music, you can make it fun. And that's what we do on Monday Night Madness, right?
And you do a fine job, you and the professor both.
Man, we have a great, great time. And we're talking about Sunday nights, the prelude, which kicks off the whole week. I say Sunday night or Sundays to me is one of the most important days of the week. And it has nothing to do with, and it has something to do with your spiritual being or whatever it is, but nothing religious or nothing like that. I'm saying if I can go to bed with a smile on my face on Sunday, Monday is going to be a whole lot better. I don't know. This is the way I think. I'm serious about that. Think about it. If you go to bed angry, Mike, guess what? Are you kind of going to always be in a good mood when you wake up?
You're going to wake up tired and depressed.
No, because you didn't sleep well because you didn't have that anger on your mind. Oh, Mike, you're going to have to join us on another Boomerang show. I just keep booking you and booking you each and every Sunday. I know you're going to send me a bill and I can't afford it. But anyway, but seriously though, hey, so this is what we try to do. Man, Mike, Wild World, Coast to Coast. So on Sundays we have, the Jazz and I, and we have Sunday Night Gold. And we have, oh man, that's a great show. And there's a whole difference. Jazz comes in with a theme. It's kind of different from this crazy show that you listen to right now, because Mike and I, we don't have a theme. We really don't have a theme. Okay.
Our theme is to widen your horizon. We still don't have a theme. Okay. We still don't have a mission statement.
Mike, that's kind of vague. Okay. Okay. Hey Mike, can I shorten it up a little bit? Cause you know I'm kind of wild, right? Okay. Our theme should be, wake up.
Pay attention.
Back. Man, Mike, Wild World, Coast to Coast. Folks, I told you, when I posted this thing, I told you, it's gonna be laughter, it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be a lot of great music.
I've got a sad note that just came across the news. I don't mean to bring everybody down, but Julio died last September, I believe.
Who was that?
Julio, rap artist Julio.
Yeah,
he died last September, and they just came out with the results. And this is something that we talked about on Boomerang, but the fentanyl crisis.
Whoa!
So part of what he died from was a fentanyl overdose.
Wow.
And it says, forgive me if I'm reading here, but I want to get it right, but his real name was Artist Leon Ivey Jr. died last September in Los Angeles, again, leaving us way too early at the very young age of 59. At the time of his death, the rapper was suffering from heart disease, asthma, and some other stuff, from the coroner's report. The LA-based rapper was best known for his Grammy Award-winning single, Gangsta Paradise. I know you know that one. Gangsta's Paradise, which was featured in the soundtrack of 1995, Dangerous Minds, starring Michelle Pfeiffer. The song is considered one of the most successful rap songs of all time.
I didn't know that.
It spent 3 weeks atop the Billboard 100 chart. There's a lot of other information, but you know, we're talking about music, we're talking about artists that leave us too early, and we're talking about, you know, the fentanyl crisis that we have here in the United States.
Wow.
So, I don't mean to bring anybody down, but we like to give you facts and figures, the good, the bad, and the ugly here on Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast. This is what it's called, Mad Mike. And Wild Will for a reason. Folks, we're not normal. Okay? Be right back.
Not even close.
Oh man, check this jam out. BMU, you will know.
When I was a young boy, I had visions of fame. They were wild and they were free. They were blessed with my name.
And then I grew older and I saw what you could see. That the world is full of pain and my dreams they left me.
And then I got stronger and tired of the pain.
That's when I picked up the pieces and I regained.
That's a jam. Oh, that's too good. You listen to Mad Night. While we'll coast to coast.
Wow.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. Mike, I can't believe, bro. How
we run out of time every week, William.
How in the world could 3 hours go this quickly? I'm
it's crazy.
This is crazy. Man, we've been having a lot of fun, Mike. And you get the showstopper.
Speaking of crazy, hold on to the showstopper. Thank you, by the way, for that. But it's really odd how we started the show with Teasdale and the brothers, the two brothers.
Wasn't that crazy?
I'm telling you what, the hair on the back of my neck, what hair I got left was standing up. It really was. And I got to tell you something, because when I played the clubs, I take Uber because I'm known to have an adult beverage when I go to the clubs and I'm having a good time. I think 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I had a young lady pick me up to take me home, Uber driver. Delightful young lady, beautiful gal. And she told me out of the blue, absolutely out of the blue, she brought it up. I never said a word. We were just chatting and, you know, just basic, you know, hi, how you doing kind of stuff. Right. And she said, you know, when I saw you standing there outside the club and I went to pick you up, she says, very oddly, I saw twos, the number two, because I saw twos, multiple twos. And she thought, the way she explained it to me, twos meant something good, was her explanation, that I felt immediately good about you because I saw twos. So that was her interpretation. She brought this up, and I had to tell her, and William, I'm serious here.
Yeah, but you know.
No, I seriously am, because there's things that have happened in my life that I can't explain. When I was working law enforcement, there's things that occurred. You think I'm going to be silly here, but I'm not.
Okay.
And things have happened that, again, I could not explain. And this gal coming and picking me up, my Uber driver, and saying I saw twos, and I thought you were a good person because of that. And I told her, and William, you have my information, by the way, because you're my financial advisor. You're my financial wizard. My driver's license, William.
Okay.
My driver's license starts with N222.
No.
And I was born June 22nd. And I have had reoccurring twos in my life. The 30 years that I've been on this earth, yes, the 30 years on this earth, I've had reoccurring twos in my driver's license, my birth date, and other things where twos have always came up. And this gal that picked me up, she goes, when I saw you, I felt good about you because I saw twos. And this thing with Tisdale earlier this evening was out of the blue once again. I did something, and you were already thinking about Tisdale and honoring his brother.
Wow.
Well, so I'm being dead serious here.
Okay. I apologize for laughing because I thought you were going to, you know.
It's okay, because I throw you curveballs all the time. I know that.
Okay.
I'm serious about this. There's things that occur in my life that I can't explain, and you can't explain why you and I were both on the Tisdale plane of thought.
And that is, folks, that's fact. That is absolute fact. And then there was another song, Oh Boy. Okay. Now, I got a confession to make. What happened is, and what you're saying is exactly true, but what happened is I didn't look at your list because that song with, was it Toby Keith? And when we just feel, okay. Never Going to Say Goodbye. Okay. I had not looked at your list. That is the honest truth there. And I looked at your list and then you had Never Could Say Goodbye by Barry White. And.
Oh, really?
On your list?
So the Toby Keith song, was.
I pulled that up.
Crying for Me is the song that he wrote for Tisdale.
Right.
About,
yeah.
And telling me further down on my list I had a Barry White song?
No. You had a Barry White song on there too. Never Gonna Say Goodbye. What I'm saying to you. Okay. You had a Toby Keith song. What is that? He said it was in parentheses Wayman's song. Okay. And so at the same time, I pulled up Wayman Tisdale before I even knew that you had it on your list. And so I had listed three songs there. And one was, Never Going to Say Goodbye by Wayman Tisdale. And I didn't.
Wow. Know. That just.
Am I making, okay. You following?
Yeah. The hair standing up again on my arms. It's just like, wow.
It is absolutely crazy. So, And then I looked down your list after I had selected that. And you had Never Can Say Goodbye by Barry White. And roll, if you can roll the tape back, I gave you a whole, we gave a whole little mini background about Barry White. How that is not his real last name. I believe it was a Barry Clark or something of that nature, right? And folks, Mike, you get the showstopper. We got to, look, this is it. All right. Have a great night, everybody. This has been Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. I hope we made sense to somebody. Mike, I
we don't have to make sense. It's okay.
Hey, good enough. Okay. Somebody got it. Okay. All right, my friend. This is Showstopper.
Thank you, William.
Never going to say goodbye, Barry White. Hey, Mike, great time, bro. I enjoyed it. I hope our audience did, right? Hey, keep us locked right here on StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com, or StudioW.Buzz. Kind of, it's shorter, right? It works anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. Hey, Mad Mike, thank you, brother.
Thank you, William. Great job.
My pleasure, my friend.
Like you make me feel the way you do.
keep it locked right here.
Gonna stay right here with you.
Studio
do
W.
The, you want
the Buzz.
Never gonna give you up.
Global Radio. Oh, yes. And keep in mind, there's always a party after the party. Oh, you better listen to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast coming to you each and every Thursday night. 5:15 on the west, 8:15 on the east, 7:15 central, 6:15 mountain time. See you there, but keep it locked right here.
That's Thirsty Thursday.
Ah, love it, brother.
Love you too, William. Thank you so much, and thanks for everyone listening in.
My pleasure. Hey, keep it locked right here. It's the after party, you know.
On the Buzz.
Studio W Buzz, your global radio network.
end of my life. I'm told that I'm not right sometimes. Oh, I need you so. Yeah.